And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out to the city of Nazareth, and Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Therefore there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today, Christmas Day, with my first little gift from the Lord,
Silent
the heritage of four
night.
Children.
Yes.
I think you've been hearing Shelley's song on the Oasis Network.
Oh, good.
Some people say it's only a girl.
Well, thank you, Brother David, for playing it. I'm sure to appreciate it.
So, Shelley, did you have something? Now, the voice you've just heard. You have just heard the Christmas story.
Yes.
Luke chapter 2, 1 through, I think, 14 or so, read by my grandson, Caleb Kent Brim.
Yes, Mother.
He's the son of Chip and Candace Brim. He's the brother of Taylor Brim.
How old is he, Mom?
Oh, 10 About or 10. So. 11 maybe. And he's 10. And we're really thankful for that young man. He's such a blessing. You know, Christmas is so much better when you have little guys around.
Oh, yes. And it keeps religious spirits off of you.
And we've got
children.
This brand new little guy.
Yeah.
We've got little Isaac. I've got Caleb and Isaac. They're the most recent ones. Caleb's 10. Isaac is 4 months or so, or 5 months. And so what a blessing they are. But you had something you were going to be saying about Christmas.
Well, I just thought about, in Hebrews it said, and I don't have it underlined, I'm borrowing my sister's Bible from the office next door, but and we're here at Prayer Mountain doing the broadcast.
Oh, I don't know if I said that, yes.
But we are here at this beautiful office, and so I just walked over and grabbed her Bible, and it's not marked. But in Hebrews it says, "For this reason he appeared, that he may destroy the works of the devil."
Oh, yes.
It's good to know the plan, the purpose of why he appeared.
Yes.
And that he would not have sat down at the right hand of the Father unless he completed his assignment. He did destroy the works of the devil. And so through faith in his name, he has given us authority to use his name. And
yes,
thank God he came. Another thing, another thought, is the law of first mention in the Bible, and how powerful that is when you're just, maybe you'll see that same word mentioned many other times in Scripture, but it's always good to go back to the law of first mention when it is first recorded in the Word of God and glean a nugget of truth and a definition there. For example, the law of first mention of Jesus being quoted was when he was 12 years old. Now, you know he spoke many words, but we're talking about the law first mention of him being quoted in the Bible. And he said to his mother when he could not be found, and they finally found him talking to the doctors of the law there in the temple. And so the law first mention of our Lord being quoted is, "I must
be about
My father's
business. So that little baby in the manger was about his father's business.
Exactly. That's right. And for what purpose did he appear?
To destroy
the works of the devil.
I,
so
yeah,
that
you know,
was the father's
business. Just think about it as the devils might have looked at that little baby. You mean he's going to, you know?
Yeah. And it says, had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And then the last words that he spoke on earth that we have recorded is, it is finished. So putting that together with what he said as a 12-year-old.
Before he was risen. Yeah.
Right, before he was risen on the earth, before he was risen. So putting that together as a 12-year-old, I must be about my Father's business. Then adding to that what he said on the cross, it is finished. So what was finished? His Father's business.
His Father's business.
And he came to do your will in the volume of the book it was written of him.
Yes.
He came.
It was finished up to that point.
Yes, exactly.
He still had to go
present
down to hell,
blood.
Present his blood before. But he had become that korban. He had become
that lamb.
On that cross, he had become that lamb.
Yes.
The lamb's business was finished.
Yes.
Except for taking the blood
right.
on that. But now, picking up after Caleb read here.
Yes.
Then we see in Luke chapter 2, when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He was taken then to the temple for the circumcision, and they named him. But then in verse 22, when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. So Mary had to come. This is another time she came to the temple, and this is 40 days after her, you came 40 days after the birth of a son. And there at that temple were waiting some people.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 25, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Shimon. You would have said it. Simeon, we say. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, our Messiah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus. And of course, we know he took him in his arms, and we know that he pronounced the blessing over him. That was Shimon. Then we see, verse 36, there was one Anna. They wouldn't have called her Anna. That's a Greek form of Hannah. She was Hebrew, so she would have been called Hannah. There was one Hannah, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age. She was 84 years old. And it says in verse 37, she served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. There was a group of people. They knew by the prophetic that he was supposed to come on the fourth day, like the light came on the fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
And some people missed his coming, but some didn't. They knew it was time,
mm-hmm.
and they were praying, they were waiting on God, and they knew each other.
Right.
Three of them are identified for us in the book. One of them is Shimon, or Simeon. It says in verse 25, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him, and he came by the Spirit. Then it says there was Anna, or Hannah, and she was serving God day and night with fastings and prayer. She, coming in that instant, gave thanks. She was in the right place at the right time, led by the Holy Ghost. And she went back to this group that were looking for the redemption in Jerusalem. They knew each other. They knew it was time. And one of them was Shimon, and one of them was Hannah. And another one we find in Mark chapter 15 and verse 43. And we see him at the finish of that part of his, of Jesus. Mark chapter 15 and verse 43. We find a man here, Joseph of Arimathea. He was also of that group, so identified and marked in the word. Verse 42 of Mark 16. And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, he was one of the Sanhedrin, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. So we see that Simeon, Anna, or Hannah, and Joseph were a part of a group who knew it was time for him to come.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all watching, and they were waiting, and the Holy Ghost had them in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And Anna went back and told them, he's here.
And if the Holy Ghost is faithful to do it then, yes, how much more is the Holy Ghost? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and
he will
prepare us, and we'll be in the right place at the right time for his coming.
For the second coming. Mm-hmm. They were awaiting that first coming. Mm-hmm. And they knew. Mm-hmm. They knew it was time. She came in that instant. Mm-hmm. We might know the day, not know the day or the hour right now. Mm-hmm. But as we get closer, and we're waiting, and we're doing like Hannah did, serving him, mm-hmm, praying,
loving his appearing,
mm-hmm, then we'll know, mm-hmm, he's even at the door. He told us, you watch these signs, mm-hmm, and know that he's even at the door, yeah, when you see them. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're wonderful to do. We're to be that part that's waiting, mm-hmm, and watching.
Yeah. And who knows, asking, it could be the last Christmas before he comes.
It could be our last Christmas.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not.
But it's always a great way to live, especially when you read in the epistles and it says, this is the hope that purifies.
Yes.
Looking for his coming. And so this Christmas, I don't know, but just a private little conviction, how would I respond to each relative, to each friend, if I knew that this was my last Christmas before Jesus came? And I'm telling you, there is something's up. I think, I know we just have a few minutes left, but just this Christmas season, we were doing some shopping, walked into a store there in Springfield, Missouri, and it wasn't a Christian store. I mean, it's a clothing store. And the clerk's in there, she comes up to us, I mean, and said, please pray for me. Mm-hmm. Where I have got to have healing.
Oh, my Jesus.
And I thought, I believe that this is just a foretaste of what,
sure,
it's going
to
be
and
like.
And he doesn't want you to be wimpy.
Mm-mm.
He wants you to be able to pray for her.
Right. Exactly.
Remember what Brother Robert, mm-hmm, said?
Not to be wimpy, but have a boldness.
Tap the power.
And tap the power.
I want to tap the power.
Me too.
The Lord said to me concerning Brother Roberts, he knew to tap the power. Others lap the power. They simply run laps around it, like it as if it were a burning bush. And they talk about it and even preach about it.
Well, God forgive me if I haven't been what I should
God
be for
forgive
him.
Me. God forgive me.
But I know it's a new day, and by the blood of the Lamb and the strength of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to be all what Jesus Christ bought and paid for. He paid a wonderful price to come to this earth, born as a babe, for us to walk in that power.
Hallelujah. He wants us to walk in that power. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Christmas.
You, Lord. Christmas. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The celebration of the Anointed, mm-hmm, One. His first coming. Oh, Jesus, come quickly. Come soon again. Mm-hmm. We love and adore you. In Jesus' name, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.